to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's pain-free Friday. Farrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, bad, 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 attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, bad, day, bad, law, bad, dude, bad, 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 attitude, bad, bad. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny got out of the hospital today. She's back at the Farrell Palatial now. She's upstairs snapping tubes of White Widow in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, ready to drive in some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to throw the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, it's time to tie to my brain. Splattered all over Manhattan, should do be. Shake out who? Hey, what's kicking on Pharrell? Carver High's running it. And I got Lakers and Clippers set to go. I'm rocking that. I have to tell you, Carver High, I'm livid. I knew that the. I guess the Bills have a chance here, right? 44 seconds left. I knew they were going to give up the lead. I knew they were going to blow that lead when it was, 13-12. I knew the field goal was coming when they got to the Bills 44, the lowly Lions. Wasn't it 13-3 at the half?
Yeah, but this is the problem with, getting involved in the preseason. When you get into the second half, I mean, every butcher, baker, and candlestick maker's in the game. I mean, nobody that's actually going to be in the league. So it's very hard.
Yeah, it's very hard to win a bet, right? So right now, the Bills have the ball on the Lions 26 on a 54-yard, 7-play drive. First and 10, 37 seconds left. Your boy, Fromm, is that the guy from Georgia?
Correct.
He throws incomplete to the right side here on first and 10. And now it's second and 10. And they have the ball right now on the 26. Kick the field goal, win the game, 16-15. And I was getting Buffalo plus one. Right now I'm going to lose 15-14. If he kicks the field goal, I win the bet. Right? 16-15 plus one, 17.
Yep.
I need that Bills field goal. Who's the kicker?
Well, I'm not sure if they're going with the regular kicker or not, or if they're having some guys who are just in camp probably clean up here.
Candlemaker?
Yeah, the second half of these preseason games are just real tough. It's tough. I mean, nobody that's going to be in the league is playing in these games.
I thought I had it in the bag at the half. I looked up, and it was even worse. Is that it was listed on NFL Network as the game, But they showed that crappy Titans-Falcon game, which was embarrassing. It was 23-3 Titans. There's a minute left. They kicked their ass. They slaughtered Atlanta. I hit both sides of that. Money line is
spread. I mean,
and why would you air that game when you said you were airing the Bills game, and the Bills game ended up being the best game?
The Bassmasters kicked a couple field goals tonight, so hopefully he's the only guy tonight.
Who is he? The Bassmaster. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? A Sports Map Radio Network in H-Town and in the City by the Bay. Our friends at Sports Byline USA and Armed Forces Radio all over the globe. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday with Carver High. 4th and 9, ball on the 25, timeout, Lions. Right now, they're going to bring him in with 19 seconds left. Try to kick the winner. Do you think he'll shank a potamus or nail it?
I mean, the Bassmaster was pretty good last year for the most part. I mean, he had a couple misses early in the year, but then he really heated up. He's made two tonight, including a 50-yarder back in the first quarter.
And a 37-yarder. This would be a 40 field goal. It's good. He made it. The Bassmaster made it with the cover. You know what I am right now, Carver High.
Tyler Bass.
10-0 in NFL bets so far. I hit the Steelers to win a Hall of Fame game and money line spread, right? And then last night, I hit both games. Washington Pats had Pats to win and spread. That's 4-0. Steelers to win and spread, 6-0. Titans to win and spread, 8-0. Bills to win and spread, 10-0. And then we're riding with Arizona tonight. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, we got to go with those Cards tonight against the boys. We got that game kicking off.
I'll have to put that on.
Boy, the Bassmaster with a 44-yarder. It's good. It's good. And the Bills win the Super Bowl of the preseason at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Carver High is cracking cold Bud Lights tonight. Who needs a freshie? Who needs a cold freshie? Cold Budweiser. All right, Pharrell on the bench. What's better, the Lakers and Clippers or the Cowboys and Cardinals from Zona at the Toaster?
I mean, it's tough. There's so much on the line in both games. So much riding on these games. I think that considering where you've been at with the NFL, that's probably the better spot to go. But if you want to put the basketball game on, I'll put the football game on. That way, there's really no overlap.
I got them both going. I don't know. It's crazy. Your boy Colt McCoy is the Cardinals quarterback. The first thing I thought was, he's still in the league?
But this goes back to what we talked about yesterday, and I don't even think we talked about it on the air. We talked about it in a break. How, if you're a backup quarterback in the league and like you could just hang around for a really long time, like on a good team, and like never play, you just keep cashing checks. Like they just keep handing them to you every 2 weeks. Here you go. Boom. Here's a game check. Here's a game check. Here's a game check. Like, and you never get on the field. Like, that's not a bad gig at all. Like, I know guys, you know, competitive fire, they want to play and blah, 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 blah.
Whatever.
You're just you. There's guys who can make a whole career of just being handed a check, being a backup quarterback the whole career. Boom, check. And take me to the window.
And not exactly, you know, millions, but
some guys
definitely close to it in terms of backup money.
Oh, plenty of backups making more than a million. There's backups making 4, 5, 6 million. The starters are making 40 now.
Right. But like guys like, you know, for the most part, like my guess is their weekly check or biweekly check or monthly check, whatever it is, you know, roll over thousands and perhaps roll over hundred thousands, but not, you know, roll over millions. But it is what it is. If you're a backup and somebody's handing you a check.
All right. Well, listen.
Every month, and all you have to do is stand there and hold your D and do nothing. I mean, like, they don't even do anything at practice. I mean, what's the most thing they do? Run from the facility to the field? Where that, you know, when the guys run out, have you ever seen them run all slow?
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, clicking their cleats and they're barely moving and they got the like the NBA floor trot and they're football players and they come out and they get on the field. And then when you're a backup, you just don't play. You just
look, listen,
there.
Listen to these salaries. These are backup quarterbacks in the NFL this season. Okay. Now, let's just go to the Saints. Whoever doesn't win that job, whether it's Hill or Winston, Hill makes $10.5 million this year. Winston makes $5.5 million. Let's go to more backups. Jacoby Brissett, $5 million. Mason Rudolph, $4.9 million. Marcus Mariota, $3.5 million. Joe Flacco, $3.5 million. Jordan Love, $3 million. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, 2.5.
So what do you think that equates to, like, if they get paid monthly? Like, you know, they get a check for, like, 80, 90 grand, you know, because there's
well,
17.
Well, no, because
there's,
don't
is it a
these
weekly
guys,
check?
Don't these guys only get paid, like, during the season? Like, for seven, for you know, 16 games, now this year 17 games? They get their salary's broken down through a game check, right? So they get 17 installments of that money. So... Now, I think that I saw, like, in the last year or so, the NFLPA got this change to where if a guy wanted to do spread his out over an entire year, that it was possible. But I think these guys get paid game checks. You get, you know, your salary divided by 17 games.
All right. Well,
so let's take a.
It's still going to be, you know, big fat rollover thousands and rollover tens of thousands and perhaps rollover hundreds of thousands.
I'll go buy my guy Trubisky in Buffalo, right? He's making $2.5 million this year. If he gets 17 game checks from the Bills, just sitting there being just holding the clipboard for Josh Allen, that means for 17 weeks, he's making $147K a week. Bang. Hand me the check.
There you go. That's what I mean.
$147K.
Roll over 100,000 every week, doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Zero.
That may be the best job on earth.
I've got to tell you, it's got to be up there. Like, think about some of these guys. And listen, there's guys in the NBA who don't play. They're like the seventh, eighth, ninth guys on the bench. They make a lot of money too, and they never get any burn. But like the backup quarterback. Now, listen, you're always a broken leg away from being in there. We know that. And then when they see you play, if you're bad, that's when they get rid of you, and that suddenly that check don't come anymore.
Yeah, but look, if you're playing in the NBA, right? So they have to practice every day. They have, you know, shoot around. They have practice, and then they have games. And then same thing in hockey. But in hockey, you don't really if you're on that 25, you're playing.
There's only two to four guys that really sit in the press box every night.
That's right. But the rest of them play. So NBA, hypothetically, the NBA guys, they have to practice and they have to shoot around. And before the game, they're out there shooting, getting a little teeny sweat in, hitting some jumpers, doing some stretching, hitting some free throws, hitting a couple layups in the layup line. And then they're done for the night and they make their money. The NFL has to be the easiest job in sports. Or, like, how about baseball players? How about bullpen pitchers? Or how about even anyone, even a position player or a pitcher that pitches every 5 days and the other 4 days he picks his boogers and eats sunflower seeds? Or how about the guys on the bench that don't play, that are on the roster, that never get in the game ever unless they're a pinch hitter, and then they literally never do anything ever and make millions?
Yeah, there's a couple of really
easier?
I think the NFL backup quarterback is, you know, probably the easiest job in terms of the amount of money. In terms of the amount of money you make, in terms of the amount of money you make for never stepping on the field.
Right.
I mean, if your guy doesn't get hurt the whole year and you go the entire season and you never take a snap, all the money that you make, you do nothing. You practice, you run the scout team during the week, whatever the hell your deal is. Game day, pain day, you do nothing. You don't take big hits. You're not in danger. You're just sitting over there picking up the phone
right.
and handing the guy the chart when he comes off the field. Here you go. Look at this throw you made.
How about football or baseball? It's way worse because they have to do 6-7 months and they have to go on every single trip, every single day, and they have to get ready every single day. They have to put the uniform on, batting practice, everything. They have to get on the bus, get on the plane. They have to go to every game, 162 games, plus spring training. It's a constant. It's like a 7-month everyday grind to earn that money. Football, 17 weeks.
And every guy on the baseball team, even though there's some relief pitchers that maybe don't get in the game every often, or there's guys who are just kind of utility players, they don't pitch it. But the thing is, they do play sparingly, but they play. Like, they're at least get on the field occasionally. The backup quarterback, unless there's an injury, never gets on the field.
Did you see this guy, Hicks, with that missed tackle behind the line of scrimmage?
I'm
hands off to watch this guy. Watch this guy make that great hit. And then let the guy go for back to the line of scrimmage for 4 yards. I mean, how do you make that hit? And then the guy gets free and gets back maybe 3 or 4 yards. All I know is, or he got 1 yard, whatever. But it was a 4 yard loss into a 1 yard gain. And they're showing the guy like he made some kind of tackle. All he did was hit him, then lose him, and accomplish nothing. But they showed him like the guy had the biggest hit of the year. I mean, he blew it.
Now.
He didn't make the tackle. Did you see it yet?
I think it's this play that I'm about to see.
Watch this play. Tell me this guy doesn't suck.
Yeah, I just saw it. I mean, honestly.
You suck. When you make that hit, you got to finish the deal. All right, it's Pharrell and Avenged. Carver High forgets all of his friends when he got big and famous. Carver High got huge. Next thing you know, he's like, I'll text a guy once every year.
Aw, come on. I text him here and there.
Once in a while, I'll give him a text message.
Look, I mean, to be fair,
phone call.
Like, my days are...
Carver High leaves the phone call where when the fourth ring, instead of leaving a message, when the message comes on, he hangs up so the guy knows he called.
My days are kind of hectic, to be quite honest. I mean, there's plenty of people I forget to text them back. I forget to do this. I'm running around all day long. It's an all-day grind here. I mean, this is, it ain't easy.
I'm playing ball with one of your old buddies tomorrow.
I heard.
Haven't seen him in a long while.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't seen him in a long time. Say hi to him.
I'll tell him you said hi. I'll tell him you're famous now.
I talked to him probably 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, not that long ago.
All right. Well, I'll give you a receipt.
But that was the first time. That was probably the first time I talked to him in maybe like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Right.
So it hasn't been completely froze out, but there's a lot of things that slip through the cracks with me now. Like there's
never
people text
your friends,
me,
Carver High.
I know that, but that's why I try to keep up with it all. But sometimes, it's Monday through Friday is very hectic.
I try to maintain relationships with all the people through the years that have worked with me. Oh, as you know, I'm friends with just about everybody. I got a couple people that want me dead.
Well, listen, I'd put your percentage rate of people that, you stay friendly with and you like probably at like 85%. I mean, there's a 15% in there that I mean, there's probably a couple bridges burned. I mean, there's probably a couple here and there.
So one day,
or people that you would never want to talk to again.
So there was one kid along the way, and I never once had a problem with the kid, right? I really didn't. I liked him a lot. I like everybody. You know, I'm pretty cool. All things being equal. I mean, you know, I'm kind of painful, but I'm cool. I'm not Mr. Demanding. I let everybody become who they are and do their thing and shake and bake. I'm not a guy screaming and yelling at people and all this. But one day I'm at work and this kid snaps on me, right? And I'm going to make this story short. You've heard it before, so I'm going to shorten it, but I want the audience to hear it. So this kid snaps on me in the studio, like live on the air. And so I said, listen, dude, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I said, he's screaming and yelling. And I'm just like, listen, bro, I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to give you some weed. And I said, I want you to go downstairs. I want you to have a big old scotch and I want you to go outside and I want you to smoke a big fatty. And then I want you to let me know then, like, come back up and let me know if you feel the same way about me, you know, like in an hour, you know, essentially. But it was more like, go home, get drunk, smoke, talk to me tomorrow. Let me know how you feel. But in this story, I'm just saying, go downstairs, have a scotch, smoke a dupe, come back up. And if you still want to be in a fight with me, then it's not going to end well for you. But I'm giving you the option. You would, you know, do you want the option? And he's like, I was like, I go, all right. I go, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to Joe West you right now. Here's what we're gonna do. And then I gave him the Joe West. And then it got better. The story gets way better. So the guy, then he wanted to fight. And I was like, oh. I said, you want him? And the guy's coming at me. And they're trying to hold him back. And I'm like, and then... Then the cops came and carried him out like a cow, like a hog tied. Then it was great because the story gets better. So obviously they fired him. And Everybody's like, it wasn't pretty. And this guy like snapped. And then they were like, all right, listen, you're out. See ya. And then, of course, you know, at the time, I was the kind of, well, the man. So they didn't have a problem with me. I didn't do anything. So one thing leads to another. Like the next week, he's gone, fired, all the rest. I'm walking down the hall, and like one of his buddies says something to me. And he was in a studio, and he gave me the business. He gave me the finger, and he gave me a look, and he was some little just punk ass B, right? Like this little punk ass B. I mean, all like 5'8", 150 of him. And I looked inside the glass window. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And I said, I looked at him right in his face. He was in there doing a show. And I said, listen, dude, why don't you come outside? Come outside. Go down the elevator. Come outside. And I'll split your head open. And then I'll squish your face and your head in, and I'll stomp your brains on the sidewalk. Come downstairs, and I'll beat you to death. Come on down. Just come downstairs and then see what happens to your scrawny little teeny weeny skinny little neck and those teeny weeny arms and those teeny weeny skinny legs and that little puny face of yours. I'll give you something to think about. I think that guy's part of the 15%.
I would say that that's he's probably in there, yes.
He said, come downstairs. I'll beat your ass. And I kept going like this to him. I go, I will beat your ass like an NHL, like rapid fire. I'll just keep jackrabbiting you. Just step on your face. I gave him I was standing in the hall. I was like, I'm going to step on your face. Kid's looking at me. He's like, I go, what's the matter? And then I gave him one of these. I go, what are you going to tell your friend I said hi. Tell him I said hi, you little pee. give you something to think about. You come near me, I'll beat your ass. I think he's part of the 15%. I really do think that you would have played the Ric Flair there. I'm just...
I was going to tell you.
I'm just flabbergasted.
I'm just going to let you know. I had to... Listen, you don't understand. There's some things that I had to reroute over here. I had to refix a couple things. I had some potential, you know, nothing that was gonna turn the show
not
off.
Like the old days.
It's not,
like the old days where it was instantaneous around here. You got to get a ship to shoreline.
Listen, it wasn't anything that was gonna turn the show off, but I had an issue that I had to fix while you were telling that story. And I just fixed it, and now I'll be able to fire up some Flair. So just you got to give me a moment while, like you said, it's shipped ashore now. We're trying to.
Everything has to be planned out here on the grid. There's no...
It's not that it even has to be that. It just needs to be, you know, when something goes, when you're trying to fix something, it's hard to get involved with something else. Now, let me see what we got here.
I mean, it's just like, you know, the fart's already out in the room. Everybody's wondering who ripped it.
But at this point, you just give you a different one, you know, because there's so many flavors that you could really go with any of them, and we're still going to have a laugh.
You're talking you think to that he's actually... the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators
down. Do you think that he is actually going to actually cut a deal with AEW and wrestle again because he's left the WWE?
Stop.
Like, what please is he doing?
He doesn't. Just well, stop. He wasn't wrestling. From what I hear at the WWE, he was like a, you know, an on-air personality. You know, he'd go out to the ring and he'd grab the microphone like the old Nature Boy, and he'd kind of get the crowd all riled up, or he'd give somebody the business. He'd do something like that. So he don't put the trunks on no more. I mean, if the guy's, you know, he's like,
is he like a manager? Is he representing anyone? He's got a team of wrestlers.
I mean, maybe. I don't watch, so I really don't know. I see people put the clips on Twitter all the time. You know, you constantly see the Nature Boy running through the timeline.
Would you sleep with a Charlotte?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably a yes.
That's a yes.
You know.
She would rough you up, Carver.
Yeah.
She would put you in positions you wouldn't know what hit you. You wouldn't even be able to go out drinking. You wouldn't be able to go to the mob bar. You'd be all sore, dialed up. You'd be all...
I haven't been to the mob bar in a long time.
Because of the Hanta.
Yeah, I mean, combination Hanta, combination work. Yeah, just don't get to the mob bar anymore. Mostly Hanta.
Is the mob bar back up and running?
The mob bar is back in business, yeah.
Does your old man still go over there?
Here and there, once in a while.
That's not good. When do you think you'll go there? For like a football game, Bills road game?
Yeah, something like that.
Man, is that place a hole? They love to drink in there. What a watering hole that place is. Pharrell on a bench. We're just talking good about people here off... Yeah, we're talking bad about people.
That's your specialty. That's your specialty.
You know what's funny, though, is I tell it like it is.
I know that.
I'm not over here making stuff up. I'm not over here, like, being a wussy about it. I'm just, like, straight up, right at it. Yo, he sucks. And you're like, yeah, he does. Or this guy, this chick, that dude.
Homer's
the problem here.
Is whether you're a fat, out of shape truck driver, whether you're a skinny geek pushing a taxi cab, whether you're a doctor or lawyer that doesn't have half the money we have, this is the way life is.
This is the way life is.
I like the two of them. One, my My shoes cost more than your house.
Yeah, that's
or the skinny little neck and twiggy little arms.
That's the
or whatever that
I like. That's one of my favorites. Like, this is good.
My shoes cost more than your house.
I mean, honestly, like, which one was which one's the skinny little neck? Which one is that? I gotta find it. There's so many of them that we have. I mean, geez, we'll just play them all.
Yeah.
I think it's only
it's preseason in everything. It's not like anything matters.
No. Here we go. I think it's this one. We'll see if I'm right.
I won't survive nothing but Mercedes or Rolls Royce.
Nah.
I won't go nowhere on a commercial airliner. I won't ride in nothing but limousines. And I won't make love to nothing but the best looking women in the world.
That's a good one too, though. That's that's a real good one.
That's how I roll. You know what I do? Because I got like massive anxiety at the aeropuerto, as you know. I just can't do it. I can't sit in the coach.
The aeroporto.
How can you possibly expect to be the world champion with a body like that? Them teeny weeny arms and those skinny weeny legs and that so turkey looking neck.
There it is.
That's the best one ever.
That is. But,
so I roll, you know, when I go on trips and I go anywhere, I'm like, you know, business class, first class, or bust. I just can't do it. I can barely sit there.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, you know, I just, that's how I roll. I'm like, yeah. Or when there's deals and stuff, I'm like, yo, Pharrell flies business, son. Or I go on vacation. I went to San Diego. There were five of us. And I said, five orange whips, first class, boom. Got to do it. That's $6,000. I'm like, boom, five orange whips.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Don't you remember the orange whips, Carver High from the Blues Brothers?
Yes, I do remember that.
That's where I got that line. I mean, when I order up, you know, a tomahawk, we don't have anybody eating. Didn't we go one night? Mafia was like, I'll have the, like.
He got the Noki. He got the Noki.
He goes, I'll have the Noki. And I go, no, you won't. I go, five orange whips. Give me five tomahawks. I'm not having any Noki.
Let me get the Noki.
Dinner. I'll have some Noki later, but I'm not having any Noki in the Tomahawk Steakhouse. Not having it. I don't care if it's an Italian steakhouse. We're not having Noki. Remember how I got all mad at him when he tried to eat Noki?
Somebody else made a questionable dinner decision in that establishment once. I can't remember if it was Gambling Kenny, God bless his soul, or if it was your other boy, but somebody else made a very questionable dinner choice one night at that restaurant.
Sea bass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like it was just.
is that with romaine lettuce? Caesar.
Yeah.
Five orange whips.
Get it done.
I don't have any. You know how I roll. Listen, I can't have a room. I need a suite because I got anxiety. I got stress. I can't have like an uncomfortable situation at all. Makes me very edgy, as you know, Carver High.
I know.
You've traveled with me a lot over the years, and I try my best to get everybody in on the juice, the good life, like your boy Nate. Your boy the Nate. You got to have the better life, right? I think so. So, do you think, do you think that he was, I mean, he has to be the greatest of all time, right? Or do you think Hulk Hogan had a better act, or like The Rock, or Cena?
I gotta tell you, this is not, I really can't, I don't think it's fair
for me to answer something like that because I don't know enough about it. Like, I just, like, in terms of guys who have the most, like, I would only be able to base that question off of who I think has the biggest brand, like, who I think is the biggest star outside of their universe. That's really the only way that I would be able to gauge that. Because, like, there's guys who have done a lot since I stopped watching. You know, I stopped watching when I was, like, probably 12. So there's been some guys who have done a lot in that business since then. Like, I mean, you got, I mean, in terms of, like, just sheer juice, I mean, it's got to be The Rock, right? I mean, the dude's made, like, every movie imaginable. He's worth, like, billions of dollars. Like, he's got to have the most juice ever. But if it's just talking about being in the ring and, like, you know, what they did in that world, I don't know. I guess it's either Nature or Hogan or somebody like that.
Or somebody like that. But, like, you know, they have all these other guys, but they don't have that act, like The Undertaker and all these other dudes.
Well, I mean, that dude did it for, like, 25 years. I mean, straight, like, you
Sting.
Know.
Sting.
Yeah, you I don't know. I don't
those
think,
guys
I don't
can't
think
hold Nature's onions.
Nah, I don't think that, yeah. But like I said, I'm not the guy for this. I don't know enough about it to be able to answer that.
Who's the biggest wrestling guy we know? Is it Madden? He knows all of them. He's a gigantic.
Madden used to call it at WCW. He was on the broadcast team there. He was on Monday Nitro. So he definitely, and I see him tweeting about it all the time. I mean, the opinions on wrestling just nonstop with him. So, you know, there's a few guys, I guess, that are really into it.
I used to have Scott Stanford on all the
yes.
time because he works at the WWE.
Scott Stanford. He does a couple shows over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably got a lot of juice with that too. But need a fan's perspective. He works for them. He'll give you some, you know, stock company line. We don't need any of that. We need somebody who's been an actual real fan.
A hardcore.
Yes. A hardcore fan who would be able to say is
like
the nature.
Like NASCAR George, I think, is a big wrestling
fan. Well, I mean, listen, you talk about a guy that I would love to hear a rant from him. I mean, it's just been way too long. NASCAR George used to be just a legit staple, and he would just talk for about 4.5, 5.5 minutes straight, and he just wouldn't take a breath. And he knew all the wrestlers. He knew them all. But he was, like, into, like, Dusty Rhodes and, like he was into some, you know. So he probably would say Nate.
Yeah. So didn't our boy say, didn't Shabin, our boy Ozzy, he said that Nate was down there buying a yacht?
Yeah. He said Nate was buying a yacht down there in Tampa. And who did we talk to that saw Nate? Oh, DB. Denny Bernstein ran into Nate when he was down there for the Stanley Cup.
And you know who's out and about right now is your boy Bernstein.
Yeah,
he's here.
I know.
He's out drinking?
No, he's out. He went to the Met Dodger game tonight. Big Dodger fan. He came east. He's staying in the city.
Is he coming on the show tonight?
No, he's not. But he's probably drunk in the city somewhere right now. He's on vacation.
You should call him. I think you should call him right now and get him on at 11. Just say, Pharrell wants to talk to you no matter what condition you're in. Drunk. Do it.
I'll
stop with all this candy ass Shaq from now on and just go right for it. Boom. We know he's here. We know he's staying in some fancy hotel. We know he's drunk. We know he just left the stadium. We know he's either on a car limo back to the city into a hotel or he's going to a bar. We know you know he'll answer. He's up and about right now. He's got his swerve on.
Yeah, he's got the wife with him, the whole deal. He's a big family trip.
Oh, no. What could be worse? He's got his wife with him?
Yeah.
Call him anyway. Gotta just tell her I'll be right with you. I'm busy. I got a call here I gotta take. So you're kidding. He brought like kids too?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know Denny's complete family situation, but I know that
he's probably old enough where he doesn't have little. If he has kids, they're probably older. I doubt that he has young kids.
Well, how do you know he brought his wife?
I happen to know that piece of information. I know that he's traveling with the wife.
Oh, because you talk to him a lot.
Here and there, once in a while.
Is he on a take for you and those stupid Islanders?
No, I mean, sometimes he'll text me some information about the Islanders. Sometimes I'll ask him a question about something going on in the league. He comes on Coast to Coast. He puts me on the show once in a while on his show on Saturdays, on the weekends on NHL Radio. So we have a small relationship.
So what does he do? He does the NHL Radio on Sirius just on weekends?
Saturdays, yes. 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, I believe. But not now.
Off-season?
No, they don't do it off-season. They don't do it off. They're in a break right now. That's why he's partying.
And he likes baseball. How about this guy? He was out in New York for – what was he here for?
Islanders. He was here for the Islanders. Yes, Islanders-Bruins series he was here.
And then he went back to L.A., and then he's back again to see the Dodgers play the Mets. How about that?
Season's over, and he came back. I guess he's doing a little vacation here. So.
Did he grow up here?
Yes.
So he's a New Yorker.
Yes.
All right. I got to tell you, he figured it out, though. My boy figured it out real clean because it's living out there. Here is just hell. Hell on earth. Don't even tell me it's not. It was 100 degrees here today, and it was just, I mean, it was the Philippines. I mean, it was smelly, vomit, garbage, urine, you name it, in New York City. It was so bad, you couldn't even breathe. We don't have weather here.
It was tough out there.
Apocalyptic weather. 100 degrees here in New York City. It's hell on earth. San Diego, L.A., 75 degrees and beautiful. Chicks in bikinis. I'm all about the West Side, boy. So the Cardinals and Cowboys are 3-3 early in the second in Zona. And they're running, NFL Network's running clips for Red Zone Channel, 7 hours of nonstop commercial-free football with Scott Hansen. And, just going through it every Sunday. And, it's just the greatest thing ever, better than sex, that channel. And, B, I think he does a really good job. And I just think I'd be better. I just want to say that. Just rowdier. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's great, and I just think I'm better. I mean, let's just face facts, Carver High. Let's get to the gist of it. When you saw NFL Top 10 for the last 15 years, who stood out more than anyone?
Definitely you.
I mean, I stood out. I did the show naked one day. I mean, did I not show the NFL Network people what I was made of on that show for 15 years? Every year I did it, and I performed like a rock star. They loved me, like Elvis. And then they won't let me do that Red Zone channel? You got to be kidding me. I mean, honestly, like, what a swing and a miss there. That's that is.
Maybe
that
we can get you
Zach
to be like Hanson's fill-in. I don't think he's ever missed
Zach
one. But...
Effenbritt. I hope he gets COVID so that they call me.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, everybody needs a little dabble, do you, out of COVID. You get it, and I got it. I wrote it out. You got to ride it out, Harbor High. And then I'd get my shot to show them what I'm made of. Can you imagine how rowdy I would be on Sunday doing that Red Zone channel? The NHL needs a Red Zone channel. They don't have the stones to let me do it. They don't. Gary Bettman's scared to death of me. He's more scared of me than lawyers. It's for all in a bench.